Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our vinyl record collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, today we're going back to the great year of 1982 to listen to some great random music that I found in that cubbyhole section of our vinyl archives, and we're going to start off with a group who was having a very good year and was releasing their debut album. It's a group out of Sheffield, England called ABC, and again, they were putting out their debut album called The Lexicon of Love, and that was on Mercury Records catalog number 82-508. This was a smash hit record, hit number one over in their native UK, and rose all the way up to number 24 in the States. Not bad for a import band date with debut album. It was their highest charting album of their career. They did record four top 20 hits in the U.S. right up until 1987 with that song When Smokey Sings. Now, the single I'm going to play for you ended up outside the top 20 and peaked at number 25, but not so bad anyways. It reached number 6 in the UK. So here right now is ABC with a song called Poison Arrow right now on Random Draw. Thank you. Of course, that was Fleetwood Mac right there with Gypsy. And before that, we heard the band Toronto and their song Your Daddy Don't Know. And we started off the show today with ABC and their big hit single Poison Arrow. Now, that band Toronto, you may be surprised to know they're actually from Toronto. They're actually from Canada. They're a Canadian band who formed in the late 70s. And in 1982, they were putting out their third album. It's an album called Get It On Credit. And it was on Network Records, catalog number 82-488. The album went to number 162 in the state, so there you go. The single I played was their only charting single in the Hot 100 here in the U.S., and it hit number 77. But it did go all the way to number 5 in Canada. Now, during the sessions for this album in the 1982, they wrote a song and recorded it, and it was a song called What About Love. But some of the members elected, they said, nah, it shouldn't fit on the album, we don't want to put it out. So they didn't put it on the album, so they offered it to Hurt. And that became Hurt's first top 10 hit in like 5 years. So there you go, and it became one of their smashes that you still know to this day, What About Love by Hurt. That's one of those sliding doors of what may have happened if they recorded a single like that. Who knows if it would have been the same kind of hit. But that was Toronto with Your Daddy Don't Know. And we closed up that set with the great Fleetwood Mac and their hit song, Gypsy. Now, that Fleetwood Mac song was from their album Mirage, catalog number 82-422 on Warner Brothers Records. That was their fourth album in that current configuration. Again, Fleetwood Mac changed so often, it's almost like a reboot when Nicks and Buckingham joined in the 70s. So this is their fourth album with that sort of core group of five. And the album obviously went to number one. It was certified double platinum in the U.S., and it featured three top 40 singles, including the one I played, and Gypsy went all the way up to number 12. Fans would have to wait 5 more years for their next album, which came out in 1987, and then after that, it's kind of start losing members. Buckingham left, and then Nicks left, and then they'd get back for reunions, and other people would leave and come back, and yada, yada, yada. All right, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to listen to a trio of female artists here for a little bit. We're going to start off with the Queen of Disco, who was originally from Boston, Mass. And that's Donna Summer, of course, who I'm talking about. She was putting out her ninth studio album in 1982. And it was just a self-titled album called Donna Summer. And it was on Geffen Records, catalog number 82-447 here at WTBR. This was like her second post-Casablanca Records album, Heyday. You know, during the 70s, Casablanca Records was the sort of the it label with disco hits and Kiss and stuff like that. And then they broke up, and the album the album company sort of broke up, so she went over to Geffen. And, still was putting out really big hit songs. This album reached number 20 of the album charts, and the single I'm going to play for you, a song called Love Is In Control, Finger on the Trigger, hit number 10 on the charts. Sadly, Donna Summer passed away in 2012, but she was elected the following year to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, rightly deserved. So let's listen to that song right now from 1982. Here's Donna Summer with Love Is In Control, a finger on the trigger, right now on Random Draw.
Come out smoke. Yeah.
Lisa Hartman right there with Hiding From Love. Before that was Melissa Manchester and her hit single You Should Hear How She Talks About You. And we open up this trio of female artists with the great Donna Summer and her hit single Love Is In Control, Finger on the Trigger. Now that Melissa Manchester single was a big smash hit for the New York-based singer, songwriter, actress. It was her final top 40 hit. She had 7 top 40 hits throughout her career, and that was the final one, and it climbed all the way up to number 5 on the Hot 100. It was available on her album called Hey Ricky on Arista Records, catalog number 82-532. Not Hey Mickey, but Hey Ricky was the name of the album. So there you go. Melissa Manchester is still out there. She's out there performing, touring, performing musical theater, performing songs, putting out music and stuff like that. So you can still check her out. That's Melissa Manchester and her big hit single, You Should Hear How She Talks About You. Now, speaking of actresses, we were saying Melissa Manchester does a little bit of acting. Now, Lisa Hartman is primarily known as an actress. She starred on Knott's Landing in the 80s. In the late 70s, she was on a Bewitched spinoff called Tabitha that only ran for like half a season. But still, you know, it still counts. Now, as much as an actress she is, and as much as you probably recognize her from being an actress, she actually put out 5 albums during the late 70s, 80s, up to the late 80s. This was her 3rd album. It was an album called Letter Rock. That's all one word, Letter Rock. On RCA Records, catalog number 82-475. Now, both the album and the single failed to chart, but the interesting thing about the single is that it was actually written by Brian Adams and Jim Valance and another songwriter. But those are the two big famous ones. Obviously, Brian Adams would go on to have many smash hits of his own after 1982, but this song, Hiding From Love, was written by those two guys and put on her album. Now, Lisa Hartman, of course, would go on to 1991 marry country superstar Clint Black, to be known as Lisa Hartman Black. They actually released some music together, and one of their singles actually was nominated for a Grammy and went to number 1. So there you go. That was Lisa Hartman with Hiding From Love. Well, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. We'll be back in just a few moments to listen to some more great random music from the year 1982. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio. 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
Do you like 90s alternative?
Do you like 2000s emo?
Are you tired of the same old predictable radio?
Tune in to Zennial Yearbook on WTBR. We're playing the best alternative songs from the 90s and early 2000s.
We're playing Green Day, Foo Fighters,
Blink-182, Weezer, and more My Chemical Romance than is required by law.
So tune your Walkman to 89.7 FM WTBR, Saturdays at 2 p.m. for all this and more.
It's Zennial Yearbook!
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable, we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television. See it all. Decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by 2 letters.
And we are back here on Random Draw. I want to take this opportunity to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, etc., etc. You can also visit our station's website at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get my podcast. You can also get the podcast from all the other great shows here on WTBR. You can see the programming schedule, and you can also, if you have an idea for your own show, submit that. There's also a little donate button at the top. We'd be more than happy to take anything you can give us to help keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into some more music from the year 1982. And we're going to get really random here and pull out some records that, again, I really haven't listened to too much. I have heard the first group. I've heard of most of these names that I'm playing for you, of course, but these ones are just a little bit more obscure, some of these. We're going to start off with the group Ashford & Simpson, which I know very well. They're a husband and wife singing and songwriting duo, famous for writing such songs as Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. I'm sure there's other songs with eight in it. And in 1982, they were putting out their ninth studio album. It's an album called Street Opera, catalog number 82-403. The album reached number 45 on the charts, and the single I'm going to play for you, a song called Street Corner, went to number 9 on the R&B chart. So here's Ashford & Simpson right now with the song Street Corner, right now on Random Draw.
Thank you. little brown road winding over the hill to a little white cot by the sea. There's a little green gate at whose trellis I wait while two eyes of blue come smiling through at me. There's a gray lock or two in the brown of his hair. There's some silver in mine too, I see. But in all the long years, when the clouds brought the tears, those two eyes of blue kept smiling through at me.
And shared a dance, shared the body and bouquet. We'll taste the wine another day when you and I are close enough for love. Not just lovers, more than friends. Who knows where one starts, one ends? Tracing lives through sleepless nights that I'll remember always. and tearful looks hold up well in poems and books. But you and I have life to hold, the greatest story never told. Not perfect yet, but close enough for love.
That was Sylvia Sims with Close Enough for Love, and before that we heard Cleo Lane with Dudley Moore doing Smiling Through, and we started off this obscure random set of music with Ashford and Simpson and their song Street Corner. Now that Cleo Lane and Dudley Moore song, that was actually, you know, the Dudley Moore, best known for being an actor. Obviously he's an Academy Award nominated actor and a great comic talent, but he's also an accomplished jazz pianist. And he did some soundtracks to his own movies, like the movie Bedazzled, one of the great movies. He did the soundtrack for that. Cleo Lane is a British jazz singer, so in 1982 they were putting out an album called Smiling Through, and that was on, looks like, Finesse Records. I never seen that label. Catalog number 82-413 here at WTBR. So again, that was the title song we played for you, Smiling Through by Cleo Lane and Dudley Moore. And then after that, we followed up with Sylvia Sims, and she's also a jazz singer. She was born in Brooklyn, and she had a big hit in 1956 with the song I Could Have Danced All Night. And this album was called Sims by Sinatra, and it was on Reprise Records, because that's Frank Sinatra's label, 82-518 here at WTBR. And not only Frank Sinatra called her the world's greatest saloon singer, not only that, but he was actually on the album. He conducted the orchestra for this particular album. He also co-produced the album. So it was a big co-production there with Frank Sinatra helping out Sylvia Sims and her song Close Enough for Love. All right, well, we're going to change gears dramatically here, and we're going to go to a group called The Rods, and they're a heavy metal band from Cortland, New York. Now, the singer of this band was a guy named David Feinstein, and he was in a band called Elf back in the day with his cousin, a guy by the name of Ronnie James Dio. Of course, Dio went on to, you know, being the heavy metal god that he is. So here you go. The Rods, David's group, was putting out an album, their second album in 1982. It's an album called Wild Dogs on Arista Records, catalog number 82-451. And we're going to play, I'm always a sucker for a cover song, so we're going to play a cover song right now. We're going to listen to their version of the classic song, You Keep Me Hanging On. So here's The Rods right now on Random Draw. Me.
a little bit better than it used to be. Cause I'm alive.
Go. That was the Motley Crue right there with Live Wire. Great track from them. And before that, we heard Billy Squire with Emotions in Motion. And we started off this last set of rockin' tunes with The Rods and their cover of You Keep Me Hangin' On. Now, Billy Squire, of course, is a famous musician from the 80s, and I always think of him as being the famous guy who fell from grace as far as making a bad music video in the 80s. But he can't be all bad. He's from Massachusetts. He's a Wellesley, Mass native, and he was putting out his third album in 1982, an album called Emotions in Motion, which was the track we played for you. And that was on Capitol Records, and that's catalog number 82-436. The album went to number 5 and was certified double platinum. Again, it was in a string of popular albums that Billy Squire was putting out. This song was the second single off the album, and it only went to number 68 on the Hot 100. Of course, the more famous track was the one that was right before it on the album, and that's when Everybody Wants You. That was the big track off of that album. But that was Billy Squire with Emotions in Motion. And we close the show today with Motley Crue and their song Livewire, which is the first track on the first album from Motley Crue. The album would only go as high as number 77 in the U.S., but it would be later certified platinum back when they became popular and everyone started buying up all their old stuff. But this was where it all started, and of course they would hit it big years later with all of their big hit singles from the albums like Theater of Pain and Dr. Feelgood and everything else and Girls, Girls, Girls. So that was Motley Crue with Livewire. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.